Nitzavim. One parsha, correct? One parsha? Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Nitzavim, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Tem Nitzavim, Hayoyim Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem. You all stand here today. You all stand like, I don't know. After you're 18 years old, you don't want to bend down anymore.
There's a battery right there.
Atem, fall out the battery? The Pasuk says that you all stand here today before Hashem. Okay, everyone tells us the word Hayoyim. Hayoyim always alludes to Rosh Hashanah. Wherever it says the word Hayoyim in Tanakh, it is a reference that you're standing before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Everyone comes before Hashem in Mishpat. Roshechem, your leaders, Shaitechem, your judges, Zikeinechem, Shaitechem, Kol Ish Yisrael, your children, Tamchem, Neshechem, Negeruch Hashem, Nechachnechem, Nechatev Yitzecha, Ad Shaitechem. Every single member of society, Kol Bohi Oilam Oivim Lefanecha Kivnei Moroin. Everyone come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, single file on the Yom Hadin. The word Nitzavim is a very interesting word. Because we say this word every day, this whole week, we've been saying it over and over again. Okay, we say this word over and over again. Vayered Hashem ve'anan vayisyatsev imoisha. Kel hareis alon loyma shloish esrei. Hashem has taught us to say the shloish esrei. May you remember the Brit Shloish Esrei, like you taught Moshe Rabbeinu, the humble one. Vayered Hashem be'anan, Hashem came down in the cloud, vayisyatsev imoisha. And Hashem stood imoi together with him over there. Hashem stood with Moshe on Har Sinai, and Vayikra V'Shem Hashem, Hashem called out. Different translations, different interpretations, but right now we'll work with the assumption Vayikra V'Shem Hashem means that Hashem called out to teach Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The introduction to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim are the words Vayisyatsev Imoisha. Hashem stood together with Moshe. Here, we learn that it's not only Moshe with whom Hashem stands to teach the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The Pasuk says, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem. All of you. And the Pasuk goes on to describe every single member of society. So we are just like Moshe. When Hashem is saying, Vayisyatsev Imoi, together with him, we also need Nitzavim on Rosh Hashanah. We're also standing together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what happens? Hashem passes. It's very interesting. Why does it say in the Torah Vayavar, Hashem passes? We would expect Hashem to come and stand still. Hashem will arrive on the scene. We have an appointment. We made an appointment. Be here on this day, at this time, and stand here, and I will come and meet you. And instead of Hashem coming to meet us, his entourage passes. And as Hashem passes, he shouts out, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachel nechana. That's not the way we would expect it to happen. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, be prepared. Come to this location, at this time, in this place, and stand there. So Moshe's waiting. Okay, here I am. Hashem comes. And then Hashem doesn't stop. The car, the motorcade, never comes to a stop. It just keeps on passing. And as Hashem passes, Hashem shouts out the window, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Why is that so? Why is that the way it's described? We ever think about this when we read Chumash? The answer is because in this world, there's no way you can have a handle on the Ribbono Shel Olam. This was the most intimate moment of man meeting with Hashem on this world. Moshe went up to Shemayim to Mekabel the Torah. That's not this. That's upstairs. That's upstairs. Hashem came down to give the Torah to the whole Klal Yisrael. Here it's a little different. It's a different setting. Okay, not to try to analyze the differences. It's a different setting where Hashem is coming to teach man that you can daven to me, you can connect an individual, Moshe, you can connect to me, but the most you can connect to me is by just observing me pass. You're not going to have a handle. Don't think a human being is going to be able to, okay, stop for the picture. Right? Stop. You take a picture, you tell them, stop. No movement. No movement allowed in order that I can grab the setting, the environment. That's not the way it works. Vayavar Hashem alpon v'akadosh baruch hu passed, because a person in this world, even the greatest of the great Moshe Rabbeinu, is not able to take hold of Hashem. The most man can relate to the midos of Hashem, the hanhoga, the yud gimel midos harachamim, represents the way Hashem conducts this world. The most a man can understand the way Hashem conducts this world, his midos, is by watching Hashem pass, not by actually holding on to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Pasha Pshat. But this week's parsha, it shows us something a little bit different. That may have been the way it was for Moshe Rabbeinu. But here, the Pasuk goes on to say in Pasuk Yud Aleph, after we're standing in front of Hashem on the Yom HaDin, it says now, le'ovrcha, to move, to pass. Bivris, Hashem Elokecha uve'olosai, asher Hashem Elokecha koreis imcha hayom. When you make a bris, the way it was done, the way it's explained in ancient times, is you walk down the aisle. You have two things on two different sides. You have something on this side, something on this side, and you walk down the center together with the one whom you are forging this covenant. When Hashem is passing, what does it really mean that Hashem is passing? Does it mean Hashem is passing, or Hashem is telling you, come with me? From this parsha, we learned that when we read the pasuk Vayavar Hashem al panav, it doesn't necessarily only mean that Moshe Rabbeinu remains standing and watches HaKadosh Baruch Hu pass before him. The greater level is to remain standing, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, you go with him. Le'ovrecha. We travel together with Hashem through the bris, the covenant. That's what the pasuk here says. Le'ovrecha b'bris Hashem elokech. So I think if you combine, this is Chazal have taught us. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem elokech. The word hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. And he used the word nitzavim. And in the description of Moshe Rabbeinu standing on Har Sinai, waiting for Hashem to teach him Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, the word Nitzavim is also used. Vayisyatzev imoisham. And then it says, Vayavor Hashem, Hashem passed. And here it says in this pasuk, Le'ovrecha bivris, when you combine these two things together, what really appears to be happening is, we arrive, and we stand patiently. We yearn for Hashem to arrive on the scene. And then comes that big day when Hashem is here to teach us his ways. And it's not just that Hashem's motorcade comes and he shouts out, this is what you're going to see about me. But what happens is we're standing there and the motorcade comes and it stops and they open the door of the limousine. And they say to us, get in. Get in. And let's go. The bris of Ayavar Hashem Alpona Vayikra is not that we stand and Hashem passes. It's not enough to understand Hashem's ways. You have to walk with Hashem in his ways. You also have to be a participant in following in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you just read the psukim of Kel Melech Yoshev, you don't have the full picture. There you only have the picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem is going to arrive, and he's going to have Rachmanis. Hashem is going to pass by you, and while he passes by you, he expresses the Yud Gimel Midoy Sarachanim, which we use to our benefit to be victorious on the Yom HaDin. But when you take that, and you plug that into the pasuk over here in Parashas Nitzavim, where it says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. It's not just Moshe Rabbeinu that stood there before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're also there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who's everyone, not just Moshe, everyone is there to be a beneficiary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim on the Yom HaDin, when we know that Hashem gets up from the Kisei HaDin and is Yoyshev on the Kisei HaRachamim. But this pasuk adds something very new, a new dimension to appreciate Vayisyatzev Yimayshan, that when it says Vayavor Hashem al pono vayikra, it's not only Hashem is the one that passes. Le'ovricha bivris, you are also passing. You are joining Hashem as he passes. And the meaning is thus, it's not enough to observe Hashem as a being that possesses Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and to ask Hashem to use them to have mercy upon us. We learn from this pasuk is that what is required of us is to also imitate Hevei Doyim Eloi, to imitate Hashem and use the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim in our own lives, with our chaverim and with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live with the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim like Hashem, and also be a person that moves and doesn't just stagnate and stand still and remain in the matzav of Nitzavim. Move with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you follow these two steps, the ultimate goal is Leman Hakim Oisicha Hayoim Loyal. The ultimate is to be established. There are two different words to stand. There is Nitzavim and is Hakim. Which one is a greater word? Beyond question, the word Hakim, it means to be established. Nitzavim means you're just standing as an individual, anticipating, waiting, yearning. The word Hakim doesn't mean come, just to stand. It means to be completely established in every dimension. When you stand and wait and yearn and anticipate the coming of Hashem, and then when Hashem comes, you join him. You don't just wave, hello. You wave to the president as he passes by. But when the president passes by, you actually get into the limousine. You join him. And le'ovrecha. Then you go from nitzavim to hakim. It's a different type of standing. You stand on your own. You're established. It's important to appreciate Hayoim here is Rosh Hashanah. We start at Nitzavim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nitzav Imoi with Moshe Rabbeinu. We are taking the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. And when it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu Vayavor, it's not just that Hashem passed by Moshe Rabbeinu. We're also traveling together with Hashem, le'ovricha, to cause you to pass with Hashem. In what context? In the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The lesson is, don't just watch Hashem express the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Live the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim in your own lives. Walk together with Hashem. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Hishalech imi, go. Hishalech lefonai, walk before me. Go together with me in the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And then you will achieve the ultimate of Leman Hakim Oischa Loyal. You're going to change from your matzav of being Nitzavim to a madrega of to be fully established. Each section are two halves. You cannot fully appreciate what you say, Vayav Hashem Alpana Vayikra, unless you read what it says in Nitzavim. But if you read what it says in Nitzavim, what's happening over here? What is L'Avrecho? What are we doing over here? Only when you know that we're dealing with the Yud Gimel Midei Sarachamim from Moshe Rabbeinu, when you inject from Moshe Rabbeinu what happened by him with those same two words into here, and you hear, you take what it says, that we're also passing, do you gain a complete picture of the process? Nitzavim on its own, the first two psukim would not make any sense. The psukim in Kisisa by Moshe Rabbeinu on their own would also not make any sense. It's only when we combine the two together, what it says in Kisisa and what it says in Nitzav, we put the two together, we gain a full appreciation of the process of doing tshuva and coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu on the Yimei Adin on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's like if you feel that Hashem is with you now, standing, then you can walk with him later, or something like that.
It is a prerequisite. Yeah. It has to be a prerequisite. Yeah.
Is it the same idea as the L'cha Dodi, where we join with Hashem
Bokum Yisham? Yeah. There are different elements, different ideas, different things like this. Okay, let's now go to another idea. Now I'm going to tell you something that's very shocking. This is a very shocking thing. I came across a sefer called Rav Moshe Shapiro. Is that who I'm referring to? I'm not sure I'm referring to the right person. There's a sefer called. I actually took a picture of it, but I know you're not going to believe me. So let's now leave out who the mechaber is, who says such an incredible thing, the shocking things I'm about to tell you. At least it was shocking to me. I cannot tell you who the author is because I do not remember, but I did take a picture because I knew you would not believe me, so I have it here for anyone who wants to know. There's a very famous chazal that a lot of the Farshim discuss here on this pasuk. There's a medrash that points out that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he ordered the people, he put them in order, he put the Roshim first before the Zikenim. Right? It says here, Atem ni tzimah yam kuchum v'neshem lokechem, Roshechem. First comes your leaders, shifteichem, of your tribes, and then it says ziknechem. Now the term ziknechem alludes to people zokin in ze shekona chochma. It alludes to people who toiled, who worked very hard to acquire knowledge. Talmidei chachamim. Yoshua, when he gathered the Jewish people together and he put them in order, it says by him that he put first the zikenim, and then he put the Roshim. So the Medrash asked the question, why is it Moshe Rabbeinu, when he made the order, he gave chashivos to the Roshim, to the leaders, and then to the Talmidei Chachamim, to the Zekenim. Whereas Yehoshua reversed the order. Yehoshua ordered first the Zekenim, and then he put the Roshim. So the Medrash says something that's very shocking. Very, very shocking, very disturbing. But this is the Medrash. This is a Chazal. And that is Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm just summarizing in my words, which is not really what it says, but I mean, in essence, it is what it says, but just using different vocabulary. Moshe was an Elui. He was a genius. And Moshe did not have to work very hard to understand the Torah. It came easy to him. It was natural. He was a genius. Opens up a Daf Gemara, did not need to struggle. It just went right into his head. Easy. He didn't struggle. Yehoshua was not an Elul. Yehoshua was an average person. In order for Yehoshua to understand a Daf Gemara, he had to work very, very hard. Amelos. Yehoshua had an appreciation for the Zikenim because he knew what it meant. He knew the struggle of working hard to acquire knowledge. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have that appreciation for the Zikenim, for the people who struggled very hard to acquire knowledge, because by him it was easy, it was simple. So Moshe looked at the people, he looked at the leaders, and he looked at the Zikenim. He saw Zikenim, though they're very chashuv people, but there are leaders, there are the people that have the position of authority in Klal Yisrael, so they come first. So he put the Roshim before the Zikenim. Yehoshua, who did struggle, so he put the Zikenim before he put the Roshim. Okay, this is what it says in Chazal. Very disturbing chazal. So this Seif is a very chashuv Rashiva. He goes and he says that the Beis Yosef, he quotes Rav Chaim Mevolozhin. Okay, so now we know who the Machaber is, Rav Chaim Mevolozhin. He writes that the Beis Yosef in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef on the tour, he writes that on Rosh Hashanah, if a person does not want to eat meat, he doesn't have to. There's absolutely no need, there's no requirement whatsoever to eat meat on Rosh Hashanah, because it's the Yom HaDin. It's the Yom HaDin, and you do not need to enjoy yourself with basar. And although it says in the Navi, Ichlu Mashmanim, it says in Nechemya told the people that on this day you should rejoice, it's a day of enjoyment. Ichlu eat Mashmanim, fatty food. Okay, and Echanan, let me just conclude this. It says in the Pasuk that you should eat fatty food, which simply means meat. So the Beis Yosef writes that it doesn't mean necessarily meat. It means you can eat milchiks. You can eat fatty dairy products to fulfill Ichlu Mashmanim on Rosh Hashanah. And the Beis Yosef says, who's telling you, am I saying this? The Magid told this to me. Now we all know that the Beis Yosef every single night had a chavrusa shaft with a malach. A malach min hashamayim would come to him at night and they would learn the chavrusa. In contrast to the Gra, a malach came and tried to form a chavrusa shaft with the Vilna Gaon and he told the malach, get lost. I don't learn with malachim. I don't want to learn with you. I'll learn myself. I don't need malachim to teach me. I'd rather work myself. But the Beis Yosef, in Tzfas, he learned with the malach, and the malach revealed to him many secrets about the Torah. And this is one of the things that the malach taught him. Taught him that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not need to eat meat. You're allowed to eat dairy because it's the Yom HaDin. And the Yom HaDin, the person doesn't have to be concerned about the simcha of basar. You can fulfill lichlu mashmanim with dairy products. The Rav Chaim Mevolozhin said that the Beis Yosef made a terrible mistake, because it's a beferisha mishnah that says you're allowed to force the butchers, a mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to force the butchers to shecht erev Rosh Hashanah in order that people have meat. Bez a mishnah. Bezdin has the power to take out a whip and to beat up a butcher to get back onto the job. There's a strike. There's a strike on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The butchers do not want to cut to do shechita. Bezdin is required to take out a whip and to beat them up and to force them to get back on the job to make sure that the people have meat to eat for Rosh Hashanah. Maybe so Rav Chaim Mevolozhin says, okay, we have to go through all the details. I don't have all the details. Let me just tell you the gist of the Vart, because the Vart is really not so important. The Vart was important. We'll get up to the very, very end. We have to go through words. I have really a picture for you. I can email it to you. I know people are going to be challenging me on this, so I have it already prepared. So the Rav Chaim Mevolozhin says that the Beis Yosef made a terrible mistake. He forgot a Beferisha Mishnah. Now, for the average person not to know a Mishnah, forget a Mishnah, big deal, right? But for the Beis Yosef not to know a Mishnah, to forget a Mishnah, how you talking? How could this possibly be? I'm getting there, one moment. It's a Beferisha Mishnah. And the Beis Yosef says, you know why he forgot the Mishnah? He did not chazer it enough. He's seen the Mishnah, but you need to know something on a moment's notice. And when he needed to know it, he certainly knew it. But when he needed to know it, he forgot it. Why? Because it must be he did not review the Mishnah enough times as is required for a Talmud Chacham. Like Yehoshua, based on this Chazal, he was not omel in Torah to the degree that he should have been. Specifically in regard to this Mishnah, he did not exert himself to the degree that was necessary, because if he did exert himself to the degree that was necessary, it would never would have happened that he would have forgot this halacha and he would make such a terrible mistake and say that you can be yotzei the simchas yomtiv with dairy products. This is what Rav Chaim Mivilozhin said about the Beis Yosef on this halacha that he quotes in the Magid Neisharim, what he learned with the Malach. The Mechaber of this Sefer says exactly what you asked. What do you mean? It's not the Beis Yosef saying this chiddush. This chiddush was taught to him by the Malach. The Malach min Hashemayim came to him, learned, and the Malach told him this. So you have a taina on the Beis Yosef, have a taina on the Malach. And a Malach, let me finish. Let me finish. And a Malach, is a side question. How is it learned? That's a side question. We're not dealing with that now. So how, but it's a Malach. A Malach didn't forget a Mishnah. There must be an answer because a Malach knows Kol Torah Kula. A Malach is not a human being. The Malach is like a computer. It's not. So he says a Chiddush that blew my mind. You know why? The Malach is only as good as you. A whole new concept in Malach. We think you're here. Oh, a Malach is going to come to my rescue. What's a Malach? Cavalry. Infinite. There's no limitation of what a Malach can do. That's not what a Malach is. A Malach can only be good as you at your very best. There are times when a person is weak and down and out. So you need a Malachim to come to the rescue. That's right. A Malach is a super, super, super force. But the Malach that can come to your rescue is only as good as you at your very best. So now I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm schwach, I'm not feeling well. I need a Malach to help me. When you were at your prime, that's who's coming to you now. A Malach is not better than that. So if the Beis Yosef failed to learn the Mishnah 1,000 times, that it's etched into his blood, and at this moment he's learning, and there's an issue on Rosh Hashanah, are you required to eat meat or not? You're talking and learning, and you're learning with the Malach. The Malach is teaching you Torah. So the Malach is basically teaching you what you were like at your very best. If you, the Beis Yosef, never learned this Mishnah 1,000 times to know it in your blood, the Malach that's going to learn with you, that's going to assist you in telling you this Chiddush, is going to make the same mistake. Because he's not better than you at your best. Haflei v'fela, what a Malach is. Now why is this so frightening today, Erev Rosh Hashanah? Because in the Nusach HaTzil of Musaf, one of the most famous lines is when the Shliach Tzibur says, "Im yesh malach echad minei elef lahagid laadam yashar." We say it in the Kaparis, but we also say that. I think we say it in the Zachatzila. Okay, fine. So we don't say it, but we say by the Kaparis, if there's a malach 1 in 1,000, even if there are 1,000. Angels, 1,000 prosecutors in heaven that are coming down hard upon man. He's a balavera, punish him, destroy him. If there's even one malach that can get up and serve as your defense attorney and say, Ribbono Shel'olam, wait a minute, this man's a good man, you know, he's a good person, he has done good things. Hashem will dismiss 1,000 prosecutors in favor of one Malach. But Rabbi Yisrael, what do we learn from this? Who's that Malach that's coming to defend you? So I always thought, you know, some high-powered lawyer makes at least $5,000 an hour. He knows what he's doing. He's very successful. He has all, he knows all the tricks. And he knows how to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to save us against the 1,000 prosecutors. We learn from this Vart, your defense attorney is only as good as you. The Malach Echad Minei Elef Lahagid La'odam Yashroi is only as good as you are at your best.
Adam himself.
Yourself. That's the only, because a malach is a malach. It means even though maybe now you're not at your best, you're not feeling well today, you're tired, you're weak, a malach means, but if you would be today at the top of your game, and you would be b'chol tokfai, how good could you possibly be? There's only, every person has potential, but what could you possibly do? There's a limit to what you can do, or what you've trained yourself to do. There's a limitation. It's an incredible idea. A malach, let's review the whole sequence. We have a vorit from the Beis Yosef. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't need to eat meat. It's not important. You can have milchiks. Frektiv chayim v'lozhin. What are you talking about? It's the Feirush Mishnah. Rav Chaim V'Lozhin, you know why the Beis Yosef made this mistake? Because he did not learn the Mishnah enough times. If he would have learned the Mishnah 1,000 times, he would not have made this mistake. Rav Chaim V'Lozhin, who could say such a thing? Rav Chaim V'Lozhin could say such a thing about the Beis Yosef. Frekt the Welt. What are you talking about? It's not the Beis Yosef saying this. This is printed in the Magid Me'esharim. The Malach taught him this. The Mechaber of this Sefer says, a Malach is only as good as you. If you didn't learn it 1,000 times, the malach didn't learn it 1,000 times. What's the yisoid? A malach is not just a Superman. A malach is you. You at your best. On Rosh Hashanah, we need a malachim to help us. That's the Nusach HaTzvila, Kaparis. Im yesh malach echad minei elef. One malach who's a defender against 1,000 prosecutors, Hashem will listen to declare man's innocence. Who is that malach that's going to prevail? It's you.
The malach that a person creates by his own mitzvah.
And who is that malach? It's only as good as you. And if the whole year goes by and you don't work on yourself to be as good as you should be and could be, then the malach that gets up in front of 1,000 prosecutors is a shvach malach. And it's not muchrach, he's going to succeed. If the malach is a good malach, it's not a given, it's because there are 1,000 prosecutors, there's only one good malach, he's going to win. You need a good malach. A good malach, if there is one good malach, there's potential to win. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a given, you're going to win. You need a good malach. So who's going to be that malach? Well, you got a problem. Because the malach is only as good as you. Okay, let's go to another idea. Let's go to the Haftarah. This week is a very special week because it is the last of the Shiva D'Nechemta. We wind down this week with the last of the 7 Haftarahs. After Tisha B'Av, we begin Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, we begin 7 weeks of Nechama. The 7 weeks of Nechama correspond to the Shivas, the 7 days of Avelos. Rachmana Litzlan, a person loses a relative, he has to sit Shiva for 7 days. So after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we sit Shiva for 7 weeks. And during those 7 weeks, when a person is sitting Shiva, people come to the Menachem Avil. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. For 7 weeks, the prophets, mainly Yeshaya, only Yeshaya for that matter, has given Klal Yisrael Nechama. And this Shabbos, we get up from Shiva. Leading into Rosh Hashanah, the Shiva is over. Now let me ask you a very simple question. When it comes to Shiva, how many days does a person truly, Rachman Litzlan, does an Avil sit Shiva? Not really 7 days.
Whatever is left of the day,
okay? And then 5 more full days, that's already 6. And the last day, as soon as Shacharis is over, it's over. Just a mashu. No, Bitsina. There's also it's part of the Avelos. We consider part of the Avelos, and there's Avelos, and then when comes the morning, the person gets up. Why? We apply the principle of Niksas Hayoyim Kikula. Let me ask you a question. Why? Avelos, it's not just Avelos. During Avelos, there's Nichum Avelos. Why don't we sit the entire day to the very, till Shkia? It would give a person more opportunity for Nechama. There are people that are busy mavdering. There are people that are very, very, you know, popular people. They have people coming to the Menachem Mavel them nonstop. They can't even eat. They can't even eat. So give more time. They're supposed to be 7 days of Avelis. Why are we cheap? Why are we going easy on the Avel? He's in mourning, but there's a silver lining to the mourning. And that is Nechama. There's comfort. People come to give comfort. What would have been if you would have sat Shiva until say Sakai Chavim? More people would have come. They would have said to you very good things, words of comfort, which can change your life. Your whole outlook can be totally different if you would sit for another couple of hours. Why do we deny the Ovel the remainder of the day? This legal loophole. Mixas hayayim kikulay. You did enough. It's day 7. You did a little bit for 5 minutes. Mixas hayayim kikulo. Yatsa. Get up. No more avelus. No more avelus comes with a price. If there's no more avelus, there's no more nicham avelim. It's not so true. There is nicham avelim the whole year. The truth is, you can be menachem novel the whole year. You can always say to a novel a whole year. Very often you miss. Nichem. So you meet the person 6 months later, you say to him, Hamakom Yinachem Eschem B'soch Shavel Tzionim V'Shaloyim. That's the proper thing to do. If you miss out on being Menachem of a person, you can say to them, Hamakom Yinachem, the entire year.
Parents.
No harm done. Parents, by parents. Correct. By parents. By parents. That's what you're supposed to do. But it's not the same. It's not the same. There's a time and there's a time. Okay? It's not the same. I know that when my grandmother was nifter. My mother told me, my grandmother is very close with the Cutlers. Very close. And Rav Schneer Cutler, he could not go. My grandmother, he just was not able to come to be Menachem Avel during the Avelis, during the set. He came the next day, after it was all over, and he came to the house, to my mother, and he said, be Menachem Avel. No, it's already the day 8. So what? So it's day 8. He was not able, whatever the situation was, he mamish came to me, Menachem Avel, like you would be Menachem, knowing that it's the day 8. Knowing.
You go the whole year.
You go the whole year, exactly. He came to the house, he sat, ki'ilu, he was Menachem Avel, like one of his close relatives. But it's day 8. We got it from Shiva yesterday. So what? You can be Menachem Avel the whole year. But obviously, it's not the same. Obviously, during the Avelos, the critical Avelos, that's the proper time. That's the ideal time. So why deny the other? So you know what the answer? Let me compound the question. Chosan v'kala, how many days of joy do we have? Chosan v'kala. 7 days. Do we say by chosan v'kala, miksas hayoyim kikuloi? No. You could go and you could have the sheva brachas go, Add the chlal, and some people, unfortunately, they violate the halacha. They go past. You're not supposed to make the brachas past shkia. Past shkia. Okay, people, unfortunately, they don't want to follow that rule. They go all, it's just like a chavim. I don't know what they have. Not so poshut. But it goes until the very end. You don't say mixas hayoyim kikuli when it comes to the shivas yimei mishteh. You can make a bracha. You can make the sheva brachas b'shem of a malchus on day 7 until the very last moment. There is no mixas hayoyim kikuli. We learn from Lavan. Male shavuazos. So when it comes to avelos, that's it. It's over. Cut it out after 2 minutes. When it comes to chosan v'kala, no. You go to the day. What's the pshat? So I'll tell you a pshat. Pshat is when a person is sitting shiva, there are really two things happening. Avelos, this morning, it's very painful. And then there is the silver lining. I don't know, silver lining. There's nechama, comfort. So what are you saying? Nechama is so powerful, it's kedai to be in the avelos because the nechama is incredible. It's much greater. The Nechama is greater than the Avelos. You know what the problem is? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. A person, Rachman Gustav Avelos, is going through two things. He's in pain, and he's getting comfort. Okay, so there's a silver lining that during the Avelos, I'm getting the comfort. But unfortunately, the degree and the intensity, the sincerity, the caliber of nechama does not usually reach the intensity, the degree of the aveiros. If it would be true that the degree of nechama that is given by the average person to the avel would be equal, and certainly if it's greater, than the equal emotion of mourning, then you know something, I'm willing to bet, Chazal would say, observe the avelus until the very last moment, because the nechama counteracts and in fact surpasses the harshness of the avelus. But reality has shown us that unfortunately when people give nechama, they're very sincere, they're very good, they try very hard, but you know, it's not the same. You give nechama, when the person walks away, do you really feel that you've been comforted? More often, no than yes. There's obviously what to be gained. It just doesn't make it. If it doesn't make it, then you know what? Cut it out. Once you get to day 7, you have a legal loophole in halacha. Atkan. Cut it out. No more avelus. Right? That's the principle that a person has yisurin, because with the yisurin, he's going to get olam haba, whatever that means. Chazal say, yeah. Not for us, for someone else. Loyhein, we don't want the yisurin, v'loy sechoran. The nechama is the schar. The avelus is the yisurin. You know what? Loyhein, v'loy sechoran, because the nechama really doesn't make it. But, here's the big but. When the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you nechama, it makes it. Not only does it make it, it surpasses the tsar of avelus. This week is the end of Shiva for Klal Yisrael for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. When the Ribbono Shel Olam starts giving us nechama, Shabbos Nachamu, what's the words? Nachamu, nachamu ani. Yoimar Eloi Keichem. Hashem says, I don't want to give you one dosage of nechama. The nechama has to be complete. Sholei. Nachamu, nachamu. There's not going to be a mixas hayoim kikuloi when I give Klal Yisrael nechama. My nechama is going to be ad the ad bichlal. Shlemus. Nachamu, nachamu. No games, no legal loopholes in my nechama. Because my nechama is worth it. It surpasses the tsar of the avelus. How do you know that? Because today, when we come to the very, very end, how does it begin? Sois osis b'Hashem, togel nafshi b'elokai ki hil bishana b'de yeshem yil tzedaki yotani kechoson yichahein pe'er. Like a choson puts on, beautifies himself with a beautiful crown. V'chakala ta'adeh chelecha, like a kalo puts on her jewelry. The nechama is like the sheva brachos of chosan v'kala. By chosan v'kala, malei shavu azois. Shlemus. There's no mixas hayoim kikuloi. The seventh week, when we're coming down now to the seventh week, which corresponds to the seventh day of Avelus, there's no mixas hayoim kikuloi. We don't want to lose out one moment of the Ribbono Shel Olam giving us nechama. The nechama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like sheva brachas. And sheva brachas ad v'chlal. Choson v'kala. That's the theme of the nechama of this Haftorah. We say it again. Umisois choson al kala yosis olayich eloikoyach. Okay, let's go now to another idea. Here's something to think about. Think about on Rosh Hashanah. Short idea. On Rosh Hashanah, we say on the Sana Toikef. I saw in the Sefer yesterday, and couldn't believe this, that if you the most popular people just in the Sanat Ha'ikaf, count the number of things that are mentioned. Mi Yichye, Mi Yomus, Mi Yo'oni, Mi Yo'oshim, Mi Yishof, Mi Yoram, Mi Bamayim, Mi Chul, I'm just saying backwards, whatever I said, whatever they are. Count all the items. There are 26. There are 26 different me's. 26 different things that we make mention, what's going to be? What's going to be me, me, me? This week's Haftorah tells something very important. You go into the new year. What's the attitude a person has to have when you go into the new year? Different attitudes. Unfortunately, many people, it's what's in it for me? Here we are, it's a new year. I want to be rich. I want to be successful. I want covenant, mamon, children, fame. What's in it for me? That's, unfortunately, human nature. When everything, when the books are open, when the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are open, you know, when no one's watching, let's sneak in, you know, and put in there what we want. The last words of the Navi, come out, the last words of the Navi leading into Rosh Hashanah is, and this Haftar is by design, this Haftar we all know is a lot of Ramazan made to Rosh Hashanah. The very end of the Haftar it says, Chastei Hashem Azkir. The kindness of Hashem I shall remember. Tehilos Hashem, Ka'al Kol Asher Gimolonu Hashem, for all of the good that you have bestowed upon us. V'rav tov leveis Yisrael, all of the good that you've done for Klal Yisrael, asher gimolom, what you bestowed upon them, kirachamov uchiroiv chasad. An amazing pasuk. Kimat, the second, the third, the second to last pasuk. And it goes on, the same idea, winds down. The end of the Haftarah, the end of the words of the prophets, leading into Rosh Hashanah is, don't forget all of the chasadim that Ribbono Shel Olam have done to you this year. Every year, it's very common to hear people bitter. You know, people died this year. This one died, a long obituary. No, this one died, that one died, this tzara, that tzara. This Churban, that Churban, and people have a tendency at the end of the year to go back and study the year and list off all of the horrible tragedies and the tzorois and the problems, the chulu, the chulu, the chulu. You're right. No one's denying it's a fact. That's life. Rahmana litzlan. And we certainly wish next year none of this should happen. But don't forget, a lot of good things happened this year. Count your blessings. There are a lot of incredible, incredible chasadim people experienced in their private life, in the community, the Klal Yisrael. Chastei Hashem. Don't forget this pasuk, Azkir. Go into the new year with that attitude. Before you come to Unisana Toikef, you dive in Psuki de Zimra. And in Psuki de Zimra, you say, Hoidu la Hashem ki toiv, ki la oilom chas. 26 times. 26 times you enumerate all the different aspects of Hashem's 26 dimensions of Hashem's chesed, yudkei vavkei. Those 26 elements of Hashem's, the degree that we are willing to be makir, the chesed that Hashem has done with us this past year, that is the gasoline to be matzliach in the 26 mi's. The 26 mi's. Mi yichye, mi yomus, the 26 questions that we have lingering on our mind to be matzliach in getting what we want, we have to first have a hakara to recognize and to thank Hashem for what he has given, the 26 chasodim that he has bestowed upon us in this year. Okay. Winding down, let me share with you two more short ideas. Number one, we're a koil over here. Now let me tell you. Let me reverse the order. What I want, I want to tell you two more things to conclude. This is another very short idea, and apropos only for this year, you can say this only once in a thousand years. Can you say this part? Once in a thousand years. What's the year? What's the year this coming year? Tof Shin Pei. We lost the letter. Last 9 years, we had Tof Shin Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel. You save one character. Tof Shin Pei. What is Tof Shin Pei? 780. Right? Tof Shin. Tof is 400. Shin is 300. 700 Pei is 80. The year 780, Liprat Katon, to the meaning the small number. How many thousands? The Prat Gadol is, hey, we're in the year 5,000, which is called the Prat Gadol, which we never mentioned, we never discussed that. Okay, we don't talk about the Prat Gadol. And we are now going to enter into Tof Shin Pei 780. 5,780 years, Libriyas Olam, Liminyan Sh'anu Moinin Khan, in Brooklyn, in New York. Right? A year. Tof Shin Pei 7. What is the Mispar Katan of 700? Well, I take that back. I don't know what I'm saying. Tof Shin Pei is 700. 700, okay, it's not a perfect vart, but is related very much to the letter Ayin. Why do I say that? Because Ayin is 70. 70 times 10, right? So there is the element of Ayin. Tof Shin. There are three letters. There is Zayin. There are only two. It doesn't go up that high. Okay, so it doesn't go up that high. 700 is... What?
780.
Oh, but let's break up the numbers. Tof Shin is 700. Okay, that's the century.
Okay.
That's the century. And then there is the decade is Pei. Is 80. Which letter comes first? Ayin. Ayin I'm using liberally, but I'm not bothered by that. As the 700, right? And Pei is those two letters, they're in order in the Aleph Beis. Ayin, Pei. In the Aleph Beis, first comes letter Ayin 7, then comes Pei, 70, 80. Those are very significant letters. Because in Megillas Echa, those, it's missing. They're reversed. All the letters of the Albas are switched around. Why? It's a chazal. Because the Meraglim, the chet of the Churban Eretz Yisrael came about, they put, the Ayin is the I, it means I, the Pe is the Pe. Because they put their Pe before the Ayin, before the eyes. They spoke Lashon Hara about the land without witnessing the evidence. They put their pet, they were just nasty, they opened up their mouth to say that Eretz Yisrael is not for us. They complained against HaKadosh Baruch Hu before they actually were willing to look at the good, the blessing of Eretz Yisrael. This year, Abba Yisrael, Mashiach is coming. Because this year, the Ayin comes before the Pei. This year is the Tikkun of the Ayin coming before the Pei to look and to see the blessing that's there, and then the Pei to acknowledge it and to give Shevach Vayedev. The whole Megillas Eicha is built on the Yesod. That the Aleph Beis, it's 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, and in every parak besides the first, I think, it's the Pei and the Ayin are reversed. And here we are, Tof Shin, Ayin Pei, 700 and 780, and 700 is a cousin of the letter Ayin, There is no 100 for, there is no 100 for the other, for 100, 200, 300, 400, we have other letters. But we don't have any other letters for the ayin, so we have to reduce 700 to the closest letter, and the closest letter to the 700 is the ayin. Ayin pei, it's an eis mesugol, to be mesakein, l'chet hamaragun, to appreciate a year of an appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. To conclude, we have over here in this week's parasha the mitzvah of learning Torah. And the mitzvah of learning Torah, it says, a very powerful pasuk here in Koilo. Koilo, you spend an enormous amount of time here in this room, learning Torah. And this week's parasha, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois, which according to most mefarshim, it says, it's about the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah. Asher nochi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleh simchohu, v'leh rechoykehi, it's not far away, lo ba-shamayim hi, v'chulu v'chulu, but concludes ki korov elecha adavar me'oid b'ficha uvelvavcha la'asoysay. It's close to you in your mouth and in your heart to do it. Farshim is the question. The word la'asoysay is not grammatically correct. It should say Torah is close to you in your picha uvelvavcha and in your heart la'asoysam to do what it's the mitzvahs. The word la'asoysay, it's not grammatically correct. What does it mean, la'asoysay? To do it? There's more than one mitzvah in the Torah. There are taryag mitzvahs in the Torah. So Tanako is saying the pasuk, ki korav elecha davar ma'oi b'ficha v'vavcha la'asoysay. If this section is discussing Torah, so then when we want to discuss the doing of Torah, you don't do Torah, you do the mitzvahs of the Torah. And the mitzvahs of the Torah are plural. So it would be more grammatically correct for the pasuk to conclude that the tafkid of Gadol Limud, Shel Limud Nevi Lidei Maisa, Ki Korov Eilech Adav Emoi Beficho V'Vovcha La'asoysam, to do the mitzvahs that are written in the Torah. We daven every single day. We are mespalo. The same B'Libeinu L'Hovin L'Haskil, L'Shmoya L'Lmod U'Lamed L'Shmor, V'la'asois u'lekayim. What does that mean, la'asois u'lekayim? According to the most mefarshim, the bracha v'ahava rabba is purely a bracha on the study of Torah, not on the fulfillment of the mitzvahs of the Torah. The study of Torah. So why then does it say la'asois and u'lekayim? Doesn't belong in the bracha. You know where's his kash or Rapan? Rapan is his kash. Why does it say in the ahava rabba, la'asois u'lekayim? He doesn't give an answer for l'kayim, but he gives an answer for la'asais, which is exactly this pasuk here, and I'll explain to you what it means l'kayim as well, based upon what Rav Palm said. What's going on with you? Why do we say la'asais? So you'll give the lamisha answers. The lamisha answers is you write a sefer halacha l'maisa. Go the alasuke shemaitza aliba dehilchasa. That's the lamisha answer. Rav Palm is a much better answer, and I saw the Netziv Kemas is the same thing. The word la'asois means to be mechadesh b'meitar, to create new insights into Torah. You mispalo to Hashem. The same b'libein lohavin lohaske l'shmoya l'lmod u'lamed l'shmar to chazer the la'asois and to be mechadesh. New ideas, new insights into the Torah that no one ever heard before. That was never revealed before. Asiya, create something new for yourself in the Torah. And what then does it mean, ulekayim? To publish. Ulekayim means that your chidushei Torah should remain in this world, should not die with you, should be in print, and should be circulated, should not be out of print. People should know what it's when your chidushim. It's all about the study of Torah. And it's about the chidushei la'asos, to create chidushei Torah, ulekayim, and your chidushei Torah should live on. There should be a legacy of your chidushei Torah. Now you go back to the pasuk, ki korav elecha adav emoi b'ficha u'levavcha. The last word before you wind down Moshe Rabbeinu's of the learning of Torah, be mechadesh divrei Torah. That's the message. Come into the new year, Rabbi Isai. We say in davening so many times, the same. Chalkeinu b'soy rosecha. Such a choshuva chavura. The people here, each one is Ohov kulam ahuvim kulam berurim kulam gibarim v'chulam ayisim bi'emo v'yirar etzayim kainam. Tremendous, tremendous chus, tremendous, such a beautiful inspiration it is for myself, for everyone who witnesses this, for you, for your families, to spend time every single day. L'shmoya, l'hovin, l'haskil, l'lmur lamir, l'shmar, v'la'asois, the highest level of the chidushei Torah that we discuss together, new insights, new appreciation, the ultimate kiyum of la'asois. And may this zechus go with you, accompany you in the Yom Hadin. The ultimate zechus is to take with you the zechus of the same chelkeinu b'sarasecha, to go with you, to accompany you to the Yom Hadin, to bring you all a year of beracha, hatzlacha, excellent health for you and for your family, nachas, parnasa, gezunt, and brachos of Yimalei Hashem, kol mish'alos libecha l'toiva, for us, for the Klal Yisrael, kein yiratzayin, amen.